Well, now let's discuss another big topic. Lois in California wants to know what the best pain management options are for a horse with laminitis.
Okay, so laminitis is one of the most frustrating things for owners and the horse because unfortunately horses have to stand on their feet. As an anesthesiologist, that's the most frustrating thing for me too with anesthesia is that you can't make a horse lay down for long term. They're not meant to. They have to stand up. They're flight animals. It's their instinct. And that's the problem with laminitis too, is that they have to stand on the thing that's causing them. So that is something that when it is acute laminitis, you need to be very aggressive. When I was a kid, our pony developed laminitis from being out on green grass in the spring. And so our veterinarian actually had us dig a hole in the sand and we just kept running cold water and left her there for 24 hours. And I'm thankful that we were aggressive that way and it actually did help. Ice or cold water will help decrease the inflammation and using an NSAID like butorbanamine is also going to help that process. But when you go to long-term laminitis, the horse's body really changes. Chronic pain can actually change the way genes are expressed in the body. And I'm sure most of the people listening have seen those horses whose bodies have completely changed. Like they don't look like the same horse after a year of dealing with laminitis. And so now the body is basically set up to respond to every stimulation as pain. So that's where drugs like butorbanamine are used on a longer term. It's usually phenylbutazone or bute that we use for that. Sometimes Equiox is helpful, but using something like gabapentin might be a good choice. It's interesting because some people want to use isoxaprine. There's kind of been a history of people using isoxaprine, which helps vasodilate a bit, but there is no research that has ever shown that isoxaprine helps with blood flow in feet. So that's where, for me, it's long term using an NSAID. If we need to, trying to back off, I'll go to acupuncture or using, alternative therapy. Those horses' bodies are quite painful, and so massage is a really good option for those horses. Just making sure they have a good diet that's going to help support, not having inflammation. Sometimes these horses are more cushionoid or have metabolic disorders, and so you want to avoid carbohydrates in those horses. So, changing their diet is incredibly important as well. So it's a combination of really looking at the whole body and trying to find a way to manage and balance things.
We feel like we're at the clinic with you, listening to the horses whinny in the background.
I know. I'm really sorry about
No,
that.
it's great.